As the lion in our Tiergarten remembers the nenuphars of his Nile, shall Arius forget Arion or Bogus the Barragums of the Maramarazels from Mamanir? It may be Tots Wirsons, full Anagan and 20 dig, have silly posted what in our breathing bust the besieged bedreamt him, sill and solely of those Liliths undeviled, which had undone him, gone for age, and knew not the watchful creatures at his wake, and theirs to stay. Foy foy, chamamissis, zirpi zirpi, Larson lads, zin zin, zin zin. It may be, we Murstones hasten self to declare it, that he reclaimed Prison, the fields of wheat, and yields of wheat, where corn gold is it, shamed and shown. It may be, we happen to upseek a bitty door our good township's currents, want we knew it, that with his deep-seeing insight, had not wishing off been but good time wasted, within his patriarchal shamna, broad stay in both city, twill be, he, conscious of enemies, a King Billy, white horse in the fingerless mill, prayed as he sat on anxious seat, couldn't ye neat gif me too about to pierce soft eyeballs, during that 3 and a hell of hours, agony of silence, ex profundis malorum, and bred with unfeigned charity, that his word wounder, and angles to the teeth, who no meant Nash of Girahash, would go any old, where in the weeping world of his mottled belly, the rab the crisper need, for milk, music, or married missuses, might, mercy to providential benevolences, who hates prudencies, astutenesses, unfold into the first of a distinguished dynasty of his posteriors, black-faced Connemaras, not of the fold, but elder children of his household, his most besetting of ideas, Patches's 12 pediment passions, being the formation as in more favoured climes, where the meadow of honey is guest-friendly and the mountain of joy receives, of a truly criminal stratum, hams, crib-cracking yeggs, thereby at last illuminating from all classes and masses with directly derivative decasulation, cigarius sic, vindicat urbes terrorum sicker, and so, to mark a blank tile sciata, she obedience of the citizens, elf the elf of the old. Now goad, let us leave theories there and return to here's here. Now here, 'tis goad again, the teak coffin, pew glass panel fitted, feet to the east, was to turn in later, and pitly patly near the porpoise, materially affecting the cause. And this lever is the thing how. Any number of conservative public bodies, through a number of select and other committees, having power to add to their number, before voting themselves and himself, town, port and garrison, by a fit and proper resolution following a court's order of the ground wet, once for all out of plotty existence, as a force cut, so your Mataskippy might, to your cut and runner, on a new pack of clards, made him, while his body still persisted, their present of a protrem grave in Maelta of the best law nay patron, then as much in demand among Misnesians as the Isle of Man today among Liminphobes. Walked even, it was in a fairly fishy kettle carry, after the Fina's four men had taken his handful, enriched with ancient woods and dear duchy deeplands made, which were an old knoll and a trout beck, veiny vein of his oisery in a chatty sally with any wilt or walt, who would ongle her as Isaac did to the tickle of his rod, and watch her waters of her sillying waters of, and there now brown Peter a ripple, may their quilt gild lightly over his somnolent form, who for you lies his last by the wrath of bog, like the earth's cursed hun in the bed of his true blue, Donahue, best, though was to have been underground heaven, or Mole's Paradise, which was probably also an inversion of a Falopharos, intended to foster wheat crops and to ginger up tourist trade, its architects, Mr. Pur Lachaise, having been obcated lest he should petrifake such an ever, while the contractors, Mr. T.A. Birkett and L.O. Tuhulls, were made invulnerably venerable. First in the west, our Mr. Builder, Castle Villainous, openly damned and blasted by means of a hydromine system, so on and belting, exploded from a reinvented TNT bombing post, up a hoy of 11 and 30 wing rests, churchiter, to sternboard out of his aerial torpedo. Out on dynamon, contacted with the expectant minefield by tins of improved ammonia, lashed to our shield-plated gunwale, and fused into tripicables, slipping through tulls and playing down from the coming tower into the ground battery fuse-box, all differing as clocks from keys, since nobody appeared to have the same time of beard, some saying, by their orlog, it was 6 tricks to 9, more holding with the Rhine vocht, it was deigned 5. He afterwards, whenever his breath began to fail of him, and his rough bark was wholly husky, and stoop by stoop he neared it, woodman spare, carefully lined the fern concrete results with a rope, truth bricks and mortar, fast to fast, and retired beneath the heptarchy of his turrets, the Beauchamp, byward bull, the lion, white, the wardrobe, and bloodied, so encouraging, in-stepping, all's hats beliefed, additional useful counsel to the public, with hoofed-off dealings which were well-holding of Lady Canster Hoare, out such as the Breeders' Union, the Guild of Merchants of the Staple, etc., to present to him with funeral pomp, over and above that, a stone slab with the usual Machpelah address of valediction, a very fair-worded instance of false meaning, Adam elegy. We have done ours, Gehaltwitcher, here, Herr Whippet, overgiven it, Skidoo. But Taus and Al board troops, show coffins, winding sheets, goodbye, beersheep, cinerary urns, laylard blasses, snuff chests, potent tubs, lacrimal vases, hottentosses, reek water beckers, brake middlers, zootzacks for east lust, including up your heel thing, rookwurst, and meter where softened falcons putsies, and for that matter, javel also, any kind of inhumanitary bric-a-brac for the adornment of his glass tone, honor frame, would met these trains of condichkins, norm naturally follow, alas, in the ordinary course, enabling that round-the-worlder, wandling weight, to succours pass him, to live all safe homely the pre-senile days of his life of opulence, ancient heir decrepitude, late lens, last lenience, till suffering stage, wailing away the whole of the while, hypnos chilia aeonion, let lulled between explosion and re-explosion, donar vater, hunder thunder, from groskop to megapod, embalmed of grand age, rich in death anticipated. But abide zeitz, summon, serving, rise after fall, blue blitz bolted from there, knowing the hinge worms of the hallmarks of habitationless, buried, burrowing in Gehinnon, to proliferate through all his Unterwelt, seam by seam, Sheol om Sheol, and revisit our upper crust Sideria of Utilitarios, the divine one, the horror hidden, propagating his Pluto popular progenium of pots and pans and pokers and puns, from bidden land to boughten land, the spearway for the spoorway. The other spring offensive on the heights of Abraham may have come about all quite by accidents, fought in sunder, for Mbrida Bruda had at length persuaded him to have himself to be as setuply buried as the murdered keen in Fintan, had not been three monads in his watery grave, what vigilantes and ridings them, and spout wine pledges with ardapple frittling, when, portifraction Dreyfust as ever, began to ramp the boys aparching, a hoodawinkle gave the signal, and a blessing paper freed the flood. Why did the patrician make him scarce with his gruntons? Because the driven were musketing at the door, from both Celtiberian camps, granting at the onset for the sake of the argument that men on the two sides, in New South Ireland, and Vetra, Ulla, Bloomin, and Pillface, during the ferment with the Pope or on the Pope, had Moore's or Led's grants ideas granted, all conditions, poor cons, and dives more each, of course, on the purely defensive, since the Eternals were all-wise on their side, every time were drawn towards the Bellona's black's bottom, one's wool-white's walls, Ohebo, how becrimed, becurse-kissed, and bedumbtoit, some for want of proper feeding in youth, others already caught in the honourable act of slicing careers for family and carvers in conjunction, and if emaciated now, the person garrotted may have suggested to whomever he took the hem of, the plain being involved in darkness, low cirque waggery, nay, even the first old wugger of himself in the flesh, Huigissimus incarna dined, when false-sighted by the Efushawas, Bully on the hill, for there had circulated freely furly among his opposition the feeling that in so hibernating Massa Awaka, who previous to that demi-detached life had been known of Barmis idle days, cook said between soups and savours to get outside his own length of rainbow trout, and terts at a tarn, as no man of woman born nay could, like the great crested brave, devour his tree score eaten of roach per life day, aye, and as many minnow a minute, the big mix may gibbert choke him, was like the salmon of his ladder leap all this time of totally, secretly, and by suckage feeding on his own misplaced fat. Ladies did not disdain those pagan iron times for of the first city, called after the ugliest Danadoon, when a frond was a friend indeed in need to carry, as earwigs do their dead, their soil to the earth ball, where indeed we shall come decline, our legacy unknown. Venuses were giggly temperatrix, Vulcans guffably eruptures, and the whole wives' world frockful of fickles. Fact, any human Indian you liked, any ere noon or after, would take her bare god canard, or an even pair of him, le grad, le godu, and petly pray with him, or with them even, a very to her taste, long for luck, to pet and take petter, and take pettest of all. Well, she'd woo and will, she'd win, but how the dear now, where she'd marry? Arbor, bucketrum, caravan, ditch, coach, carriage, wheelbarrow, dung cart. Kate Strong, a widow, she pulls a lane picture for us, in a dreary old dreamer setting, glowing and very visual, of old dump plan as she nosed it, a home-like cottage of elven stone with droppings of biddies, stinking pushies, moggies, duggies, rotten witch of wobbles, festering rubbages and beggar's bullets, if not worse, sending salmophorous germs and leafly through the smithereen panes. widow strong then, as her weaker had turned him to the wall, tip, 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 did most all the scavenging from good King Hamlaw's golden days through her lean besom, clean but sparingly, and her bare statement reads that, there being no macadamized sidetracks on these old necropolitan knights in, barring a footbatter, Brian's causeway, bordered with speedwell, white clover and sorrel, a wood nose, which let off, being beaten where the plaintiff was struck, she left down as scavengers, who will be scavengers must, her filled up near the Serpentine and Fornix Park, at her time called Finnewell's keepsaker, but later Tautau Bateau's Pat's Purge, the danger field circling Butcher Wood, where fireworker O'Flaherty engaged a nutter of Castle Mallards and Ah, for archer stuns Turk, all over with fossil footprints, boot marks, finger signs, elbow dins, breech balls, and so on, were all successfully traced of a most involving description. What subtler time place of the wheel than such wolf's belly castrament to will hide a lower from tours men's brandy hands, or a love letter lostfully hers that would be lust on ma, that when ructions ended, then here where race began, and by four hands a fourth thought, the first babe of reconcilement is laid in his last cradle of Hume, sweet Hume. Give over it, and no more of it, so pass the pick for child's sake, O men. For here Al Hyas sprack for Christians, as for propaganda fides, and his nuptial eagles sharpen their beaks of prey, and every mortal man of us, poem by poem, falls back into this terrene. As it was, let it be, says he, and it is as though where Anyi are afflamed and Mitra admonished, and Shiva slew, as Maya Mutras the obluvial waters of Armanarchic memory withdrew, windingly gaharksome to some hasty wasty timberman torch priest, flaming fan, the ward of the wind that lighted the fire that lay in the wood that Jove bolted at his rude word, Posidonius of Lecaturi. Lave that bloody stone as it is. What are you doing, you dirty minx, in his big tree block way up your path? Slip round you by the rear of the minsters, and you, take that barrel back where you got it, MacShane's, and go the way your old one went, Hattisbury Road, and gish, how they gushed away the penny fairs, a whole school for scamper, with their sashes flying sish behind them, all the little pearly pets, Issy La Chapelle, any lookins, please. Yes, the viability of this signals, if invisible, is invincible. We are not trespassing on his corns either. Look at all the plotch, Fluminian. If this was Hannibal's walk, was Hercules' work, and a hungry thousand of the unemancipated slave the way. The mausoleum lies behind us, O Adgigasta Multipopulipata. And there are milestones and there are Cade Mila falterings along the train's track by Bram and Anton Hermes, per omnibus secular, secularum, amen. But the past has made us this present of a redarhode. So more Beher O'Connell, through rainy hidden your rhino hide, and if he's not a Romeo, you may scallop your hat, whereup under in the fane of Saint Fiac, halt. It was hard by the house there, plainly on this dislouded, and a buck and cold spot, respetric then, resurfaced that is now is, that Luttrell sold of Loutrell bought in the saddle of the Brennans, now Malspas place, pass verse and verse from true civilization, not where his dreams top their trumps halt, beneath there, but where Livland yontide, mirrored with the wild, saltly with flood, not the attackler, a Kropatkin, though under medium and between colours with truly native pluck, engaged the adversary who had more in his eye than was less to his leg, but whom for plunder's sake he mistook in the heavy rain to be Oglethorpe or some other Ginkus, par apparently, to whom the head, hand, heelless chicken steg bore some Michelangelesque resemblance, making use of sacrilegious language to the defect that he would challenge their hemos force to exterminate them, but he would canonize the life out of him and lay him contritely as smart as the had his night prayers said, these paternoxters and a couplet of Hail Marys, tu es sacré pour un sacré, femme à barbe ou omne maurice, at the same time, so as to plug well, let the blubby whale goats out of him, catching holes of an oblong bar he had, and with which he usually broke furniture, he rose the stick at him. The border incident purr repeated itself, the pair, whether where they were, Nipoluno engaging Wiling Tau, or De Razikias trying to reconnoisse the general Bukalef, man may not say. Struggled apparently for some considerable time, the cradle rocking equally to one, and oppositely from the other, on its laws of capture and recapture, under the all-in rules around the book safe, fighting like purple top and Tipperary Swede, sacramented service of the divine seal, and in the course of their tussle, the taller man, who had opened his bully bowl to beg, said to the miner who was carrying the worm, a handy term for the portable distillery, which consisted of three vats, two jars, and several bottles, though we purposely say nothing of the stiff, both parties having an interest in the spirits, "Let me go, Parcheen, I hardly knew you." Later on, after the saltitial pause for refreshment, the same man, or a different and younger hymn of the same ham, asked in the vermicular with a very ugly chuchin grin, was six Victoria's 15 pigeon take off here? Tell me he, slung fella, by picky pocky tent the foul mouths behind his side. There were some further calling the banter, and severe tides to convert for the best part of an hour, and now wouldn't affirm the shape of a Webley. We had once recognised our old friend Ned of so many ill or temperate letters, fell from the intruser who, as struck as that cat to that mouse and that tube of that Christchurch organ, did the image of girl cloud pensive flout about them light young charm in ribbons and pigtail, whereupon became friendly and saying not his shirt to tear to no wanted, joking in Knockbury's all aside laying, if his change companion who stuck still to the invention of a strong box with the tenacity corroborating their mutual tenatorial rides, happened to have the loose change of a £10 crickler about him at the moment, adding that hapso, he would pay him back the 6 vic odds, do you see, out of that for what was taken on the man of samples last uni, or you lie, do you follow me, captain, to this the other Billy with the bool, who had mummed and mauled up to that, for he was hesitancy carried to excelsism, rather amusedly replied, oh, would you be so grossly surprised, Hill, to learn that, as it so happens, I honestly have not such a thing as the loo, as the least chance of a tin-pack crackler anywhere about me at the present moment. But I believe I can see my way, as you suggest, it being Yuletide or Yutenfest, and, as it's mad nuts, son, for you, when it's hatter's hair mon for me, to advance you something like 4 and 7 pence between hopping and trapping, which you might just as well have, boy batches to buy JJ and S with. There was a minute's silence before memory's fire rekindling, and then heart alive, which at very first wind of gay, and Whiskwig's wick ears pricked up, the starving gunman, striking pink, became strangely calm, and forthright swear by all his lard's personal that the thorn tree of Sheol might ramify up his chauffin to the lux of pointy legs, but he would go good to him sometime, marks my word fort, for a chip off the old flint. In the Nictian glossary which purveys a priori roots for a posterioris tongues, that is not language at any sense of the world, and one might as fairly go and kiss his brogues as fail to certify whether the war trophy alluded at some lives earlier was that something like a jug to what a coctable. And, remarking in languid oily, seemingly much more highly pleased than tongue could tell at this opening of a lifetime, and the foretaste of the downbank pearl mothers and the boy to wash down, which he would feed to himself from the Rua cow at Tala, and then into the good woman at Ringsend, and after her in at Conway's Inn at Black Rock, and first of all, curse be all, her appetite would be keenest, ate funeral fare of fun, fane, real, Adam and Eve's in Quantity Street by the grace of Gammy Queen Talcher, her will and testament. You stunning little South Downer, I'd know you anywhere, Declaney, let me truthfully tell you, in or out of the lexinction of life, and who the hell else, be your Blanche Parch on the bony part. A gold ball, I struck this daylight dilate, night of nights, by golly, my hat, you've some bully German great sundowner. He's budding his Faust accent, he topped the raw best, pardon, he poked his pick a tip as a tap, and he tucked his friend's leave, and with French hen on the portlifolium of hastes and leisures, about to continue that, the queer mixture exchanged the packs and embrace, or pogue puxy is practised between brothers of the same breast, hillelulia, killelulia, alanaulau, and having ratified before the god of the day their torgon truce, which belittlers have small called the treaty cognac, turning his fares many ale straight in the direction of Moscow's, he first got rid of a few mitzmillers and hurrow shoes, and levanted off with tubular gerbulance at a bull's run over the Aspect Bridge, spitting his teeth on roods with the 7 and 4 in Dangeld, and the humeral hurlbalt, or other uncertain weapon of lingam vitae, but so ever more reminiscent of a toboggan poop, picked up to keep some crow-plucking appointment with some rivalry altos anywheres between Parridge and a Littlehorn, while this poor Delaney, who they left along with the Confederate fender behind, and who all bit balls bluff bore up wonderfully wonder all of it, with a whole number of plum-sized contusiums, plus a la sala bruised cockies all over him, reported the occurrence in the best way he could to the flabbergaze of the whole lab, giving the paddy banners the military salute, as for his exilices the O'Daffy's injustifiable hope that, in nobler Roman review of the highly satisfactory conclusion of the negotiations, and the juggle monkish equipment and then a derivative, some lotion of fermentation of poppy heads would be generously exhibited to the parts, as the nearest watch house in Vicar Lane, the white ground of his face all covered with diagonally red cross non-fatal mammalian blood, as proof positive of the seriousness of his character, and that he was bleeding in self-defiance stanchion from the nostril lips pavilion and palate, while some of his hitter's hairs had been pulled off his Knut's head by cold, though otherwise his all-around health appeared to be middling along, as it proved most fortunate that not one of the 206 bones and 501 muscles in his corso was a whit the worse for her whacking. Hear who? Notin. leaving clashing ash, brawn and muscle and brass made to oust Earthenborn and rock crystal to wreck Isenglass, but worming along gradually for our savings back towards Mother Waters, so many miles from Bank and Dublin Stone, Olympiading even till the 11th dynasty to reach the Tuddysick and Hamlaff, and to the question of Boney's unlawfully obtaining a pierce power of flame and claptrap fireguard, there crops out the still more salient point of the politish learnings and town pursuits of our forebears, Eldon the Dunelli, may his ship ticket stick in the bottle of the river, and all his cruiser stock locked in the burrows of the seas, who, when within the black of your toenail, sir, have been mistakenly ambushed by one of the Uda Vedas, and as close as made no matter, ma'am, to being coyote offhand, when the Huyugono heckler with the Peter the Painter wanted to hold him, was consistently practising the first of the primary and imprescriptible liberties of the Pacific subject by circulating, be British boys your belly bone, and chuck a chamachans, alongst one of our unprohibited cemetery true fares, open to buggy and bike to walk, Wellington Park Road with the curb, or Quaker's quack nostrum under his oxter, and his alpenstock in his red hand, a highly commendable exercise, or number two of our acta legitima plebeia, on the brink, beware to balk a man at his will, of taking place upon a public sea to what bear by butts most easily, but all goes west, of Blackpool Bridges as a public protest and nature-like vice, without intent to annoy either, being praised good thankfully for the wrath-bereaved ringdove and the fear-strung boa constrictor, and all the more right jolly well pleased which he was at having other people's weather. But to return to the Atlantic and Phoenicia proper, as if that were not to be enough for anyone but little Headaway, if any was made in solving the was-not-to-be-crime conundrum, when a child of Mam, Festy King, of a family long and honourably associated with the tar and feathers industry, who gave an address in Old Plomanche May over the Saxons in the heart of a foul-famed Puccin district, was subsequently hailed up at the Old Bailey on the Calends of Mars under an incomfortably framed indictment of both the counts, from each equinoxious point of views, the one fellow's fetch being the other fellow's person, that is to see flying cushets out of his overalls and making fesses amongst his forces on the field. Ay, ay, when the prisoner, soaked and methylated, appeared in dry dock, ah, patiently Ambrosia realised, like Curse's corduroy caricature, wearing besides stains, rents and patches, his fight shirt, straw braces, southwestern, a policeman's corkscrew trousers, all out of the true, as he had purposely torn up all his symmetry manx bespokes in the mammer time, deposing for his ex-usian with all the flurs of sparse and the Royal Irish vocabulary, had the whole Paddy Jag Martin tribeside suet and all the sulphur of coppers had fallen off him quite unaccountably, like the crystallizations of alum on even, while he was trying for to stick him to himself. In fact, he was dripping as he found upon stipping for a pipkin off malt as he feared the cold rain. It was attempted by the Crown, P.C. Robert, to show that King, alias Crowbar, once known as Melaki, impersonating a climbing boy, rubbed some pixies of any alluvial peatsmoor over his face, plucks and pusses, with a claim turf as the best means of disguising himself, and was to the middle white fair in Middorf on a Thursday, feists of peeler and pole, under the ill-assumed names of Tinking Fest and Rabwork, picked by him and Antony out of a telephone book, allegedly with a pedigree pig, unlicensed, and a hyacinth. They were on that sea by the plain of Ear 999 years, and they never cried crack or ceased from regular paddle-wicking till that they landed there two in a trifling selves, amidst camel and ass, greybeard and suckling, priest and pauper, matron and merry meg into the middle of the mud-storm. The gathering convened by the Irish Agricultural and Preposterical Organizations to help the Irish muck to look his brother Dane in the face, and attended thanks to Larry by large numbers of Christies and Jews' totems, to spite of the deluge, was distinctly of a scattery kind when the Ballybricken he could get no good of, after a cock of the walking through a few fancy fought mains, ate some of the doorweg, the pikey latter selling the gentleman rate bear because she, Francie's sister, that is to say, ate a whole side of his, the animal's thigh, on a struggle street, Quista, Troia, in order to pay off, hiss or lick, 6 doubloons, 15 arrears of his, the villain's not the rambler's rent. Remarkable evidence was given anon by an eye, ear, nose, and throat witness, whom Wesleyan Chapelgore suspected of being a plainclothes priest, W.P., situated Null Null, Medical Square, who, upon letting down his rice and pea-screen cover disc, and having been sullenly cautioned against yawning whilst being grilled, smiled. He'd had a one bumper at parting from Mrs. Mulroe in the morning, and stated to his elicitor under his Morse mustaxons, gobless, that he slept with a bona fides, and that he would be there to remember the 5th of November, hatenaring rowdy-o, which, with the jubilees of Juno and the dates of old anxiety, was going, please the rainmaker, to Decembs within the Ephemeride days of profane history, all one with Tournai, Yestolay, and Temera, and one thing which would particularly strike a person of such sorely tried observational powers as Sam, him and Moffat, though there's not to reason why, the striking thing about it was that he was petrified to see, hear, taste, and smell, as his time of night, how Hyacinth O'Donnell, B.A., described in the calendar as a mixer and word painter with part of a civis patrum, Gaeltacht for Dungfork, on the fair green at the hour of 24 o'clock, saw to Bully Cassidy of the Friedhofer, to sack, sock, stab, and slaughter single-handed another two of the old kings, Gush McGale and Roaring O'Crean Jr., both changelings, unlocalised, of no address, and in no non-communicables between him and whom, ever since Wallops before the Maces of Lewis, bad blood existed on the ground of the boar's trespass on the bull, or because he first parted his poor Le Berber's hair in two ways, or because there were creep-foxed and grouse suppers of Renipian Noveletta, or because they could not say meese, mute and daft meath. The litigans, he said, local kongs, men and donalds, kings of the Iron, of the Dorkies, kings of Mud and Tory, even the goat king of Kilorgan, were egged on by their supporters in the shape of better women, with bowstrung hair of carrot to genuine ruddiness, waving crimson petties and screaming from his odd star top. There were cries from the thick-set in court and from the MacDublins on the Bore and Aberine of, "Mind the bank from Banagher, Mick, sir. Produce O'Donner, aye. Exhibit his relics, boo. Use the tongue more, give lip less." But it oozed out in Dead Man's Dark Sin Record through cross-examination of the card of the case-hardened testers that when and where that knife or knives, the three-partied ambush was laid, roughly sprouting around half-hours twixt dusk and dawn, by water hoses medleuropaic time, near stop and think, high chief enervirens and only abfaltry in all the land, there was not as much light from the widowed moon as would dim a child's altar. The mixer accordingly was bluntly broached, and in the best basil to boot, as to whether he was one of those lucky cocks for whom the audible, visible, nozzable, edible world existed, that he was only too cognitively, conatively, cogit abundantly sure of it, because living, loving, breathing and sleeping, morphemeloso facrantes, as he was significantly did, whenever he thought he heard, he saw, he felt, he made a bell clipper, 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 whenever he was practically sure too of his lugs and Truy's names in this king and blasman business, that he was prodigiously so, certified, as cad could be, be lying, be the loney I will, it was morbus o' somebody, a quiet, Thursday's son, a satyr in wettins. And how did the green-eyed mister arrive at the B.A.? That was like his Paul, a cross-grained trapper with murty old dogs, offlerated airs, inquiline neighs, and a twitcherous moop he would be. Who would bit you at a tenderful when astalled? Balera jobbera, some major bortu, inguines, and with tumblerous legs, red impuminated Helmingway, Urchuwine, Rutter, Egbert, Crummel, Odin, Maximus, Esme, Saxon, Isa, Vercingetorix, Etwulf Ruprecht, you'd Valor Bentley, Osmond Dissert, Eagle Grassman. Holy St. Eiffel, the very phoenix. It was Chudley Magnall, once more between the defidates and the dumb scene. The two Cheatsides were pressing him, Azu the Valug, but the renting of his rock was from the three wicked Vancouver as far as bent down a wits. Aren't you sure? You bet he crumbling comes. One of the oxmen's thingabuzzers have had. And had he been refreshed by the founts of Bounty Plain, there is a pain alleland in Long's Girl in Burrell, a loss of Lord Lavard, and a lack of Sir Philip, a surgeon at Charadon could suck more gargling bubbles out of the five lamps in Porteran's praise, Wirgling and Marie's, as whose wouldn't, laving his leaf time in Blackpool, but of course he could call himself Tem too if he had time to, you but he could, any Tom, when he pleased, win and place. A stoker tempted by eavesdripping against the driver, who was a witness as well? Sacred avatar, how the devil did they guess it? Two dreamiums and one dromium, yes, and no error, and both as like as a jewel of lentils. Precisely. So he was pelted out of the coram populo, was he? Be the powers that be, he was. The prince in principle should not expose his person. Macha vuole, roscai, man, camarade. Sooner Galwegian, he would say, not in unintoxicated, fair witness. Drunk as a fisher, asked to whether she minded, whither he smoked, not if he barks into phlegms and ent his ejaculations to his cross-can lorn gusse. It was Corso and Corso on Corso again. The gracious miss was, we know not doubt, sensible how yellow a tea on the forks was altered. That she actually was, or doubt me not. As to his religion, if any, it was the CU Sunday sort, exactly what he meant by a pederast prig, but Jacobs, just a gent who prayed his Lent, and if middle-class Portavarus was as usual beast, by night as usual as a vomit to a shorn man, if he'd rognerized their courts, marshals. That a nay and nays he had, Lindinelli, coke or skilly, spell me gart without a gate. Hardly a drop. The grazing rights, Mrs. Magistra Martinetta, expired with the expiry of the goat's sire, if they were not mistaken. That he exactly could not tell the worshipfuls, but his mother in waters had the recipes for the price of the coffin, and he was there to tell them that himself was the velocipede that could tell them Kit-Kat. A mandarin tongue and a poundering jowl. Father ardour about the matters of pernanication, distributory endings, and we recommend quare hircum, no answer, unde gentium fe, no. Are you not danceling on the age of volcano? Sire, I am deed, and how old of him? He was intended to study Pulu, which was meant in a shirt or two shifts, mahogamate, or a thin, tree-hatted ladder. That a head and ties under a brush sun face would bait a serpent to a mill race through the heather. Armbred colour, deaf, dumb, ethnic fort, perhaps. Sure, and glumsk, handy, jottle person as well. Hokey Jason's then in a pigesis. On a pontiff's order, as tours as any ittle on attack, as a galoy bit to joss. Lillian Tully, but why this handkerchief? And whence this second tone, sun yet sun? He had the kowtow in his buxer's flay of face, so that this solacitra, setting odds even at defiance, took the lord from Laborita. What displays Tob, Dilk, and Halley, not being greatly in love with the game, and changing the vendors from the King's Head to the Republican's Arms, as with the pugnacities evinced from flagfall to antipost, during the affrays around Father Time's Beckside, and the regions in the Plantstown reigning with the Skiddy Stars, and the Morkan wind-up, how they appealed to him there. That it was Wildfire's Night, and all the Betty Gallagher's, Mick Michael's swords, shrieking Shreks through the Wilkinses, and neck in a colas, toasting forks, pricking prongs up the tunny bladders, let there be fight. And there was, fucked, on the sight of the angels, you said, Guiney's gap, he said, between what they said and the pussy kitties, in the middle of the garth, then, that they mustn't touch it. The devoted couple was, or were only two disappointed solicitors on the job of the unfortunate class on Satter's Mountains fort. That was about it, yeah. And Camillus then said to Gemellus, I should know you, perfectly. And Gemellus then said to Camellus, yes, your brother, absolutely. And if it was all about that, egregious, sir. About that and the other, if it was not alluding to the hole in the wall. That he was when he was not alluding from the hole of the woman. Briefly, how such beginal finally struck him now, like the crack that broke the bank in Multifarnham. Whether he fell in with any what they meant, cursed that he's the boxed he did, Thos Taurus, Thomas Tom. The Redicus Rotter and Robuctum, subtropical and subhuman, if it was, in Japanese language, Akbat clap, och, ox, and oars, would Rian O'Kelly, to put it tertainly, we wrong, shocking, such as truly pierced our really that he might never that night, truly and rurally, bloody of foul Mecklenburger, hura, hora, scotta, trumpa, porna, nenny, cocka, sappa, tippa, patta, powta, pitta, pooka, putta, knack, eh? You have it right. Murdoch on Unquish. But a new complexion was put upon the matter when, to the perplexedly uncondemnatory bench, whereupon puny judgeship strove with penal law, the senior king of all, Peggy Festy, as soon as the outer layer of stuckumuck had been removed at the request of a few live jurors, declared in a loud burst of poesy through his bitcheronic interpreter on his oath, Musha pesha musha, as fara bera mura shrinsha, whereas take notice be the relics of the bones of the story buckle, that was eight be Cleopatrick, the sour princess of parked porkers, afore God and all their honours and kings common, that what he would swear to the tyranny of Dundalgan or any other tyranny, if live turkles followed him about, sure that was no steal, and that nevertheless what was deposited from that eyebold, ear-big, nose-naving gut-throat, he did not fire a stone either before or after he was born down and up to that time, and incidentalizing that they might talk about McCarthy, or they might walk to Ballystarty, or they might join the neighbour party and come on to Portafeud, this the sock-dolger had the neck to endorse with the head bowed on him over his outturned nor'easter by protesting to his lip-readers would it just been cleaned barefacedness, a beam of boon of moonlight's hope, in the same Trelawney which what he would impart, please bench to the Lou Joses and the gentlemen and juries and the four masters who'd been all those yarns yearning for that good one about why he left Dublin, that Amrita Beaker coddling doom, as an Innish man was as good as any cantonatal. If he was to perish by the market stake before the dawning of the morn, he could never ask to see sight or light of this world, or of the other world, or of any either world, of Tirnanog, as true as he was there in the jackabox that minute, or wield or wind, no thanks to use, the inexhaustible, wazzle horn talk of Iskibar, Gilgamesh, the Hailtop, the Welt of the end-known Ab-God of the Fire, the Moving Way of the Hawks, with his heroes in War Horror, if ever in all his exchequer career he up or lave a chancery hand to take or throw the sign of a mortal stick or stone at man, Yolam or Salvation Army, either before or after being puppetized down to that most holy and ever blessed hour. Here upon the half-kneed castle knockers attempting Kitugushli to lift his holiness, the pause and makes the sign of the Roman god Helic Vex Zarshidzirt. In his excitement, the lado had broken extra Castilian, into which the whole audience persevered and pursued him alla podrida. Out broke much yalactus from owners in their hall, ha, in which, under the mollification of Metaglin, the test fighter reluctantly, but whatever so ladylike in decorum, joined. Ha, ha. The hilari hoot of Pegger's wind up, come jostled as neatly with the tristy tone of the wet pinters, as were they ishgade in equals of opposites, evolved by one same power of nature or of spirit, iste, as the sole conditional means of its him under manifestation, and polarized for a union by the symphysis of their antipathies. Distinctly different were their duser destinies, whereas the maidens of the bar, a perlous trentine, a lunarized score, where the Arantas miri mirred, showed him the posed, fluttered and flattered around the willingly pressed, nominating him for the swiney prize, complimenting him, the captivating youth, on his having all his senses about him, stinking thiasins through his curls, Ophino Doyer, and bringing buses to his cheeks, their masculine Urisha Rose, his niece Claire, and Legando round his niece's new neck for him, and Pitsick canoling his woolly wags with his dindy dandy sugar the candy, McCream, a postine flowers, courier to believe them all of his untiring young dames, and send treats in their times, ye men. But it was not unobserved of those presents, their worships how, of one among all, her deputized to defame him by the Lunar Sisters Celibacy Club, a love-looking leap girl, all alonely, Gentia Gemma of the make-giddy cullying reeks. He, wan and palins, in his unmixed admiration, seemed blindly, mutely, tastelessly, tactlessly, enamorate, with here upon him, in shining a minglement, the shame of his shifting into the shimmering of hers, yutzy butzy, he's her chap, and she'll tell members when she gaze whom, till the wild wish-wish of her shishi melted most musically mid the dark deep-deep of his sheshon. And whereas distracted, for he was not just this in effect which just caused that the effect of that which it caused to occur, the four injustices laid their wigs together, Uncius, Muncius, Puncus, and Pilax, but could do no worse than promulgate their standing verdict of Nolan's Brumans, wherein after King, having murdered all the English he knew, picked out his pockets and left the tribunal scot-free, trailing his Tomley Lumney's tunic in his hurry, therein under proudly showing off the blink pitch to his Britgits to prove himself, and Plasure's a rail genteel, to the Swiss bobbyguards Curiel with Courtlight, Commodore Valley O'Hare, Artre Jenny Rosie, the firewater lure returted with such a vine-smelling fortitude or ages, rowed down Ham's tanu hide, as would turn the Latin stomach even of a tumus equinus. We were prepared for the chap's clap-clap, the accent but took us as by surprise, and now we're geshing it like gush-gash from a burner, so that all the 20 from 30 advocates with an echo, pulling up their briefs at the creek cry, "Shun the pun-man!" safely and soundly suckled the fenemine parish poser. How dare he? Promptu right Howie Haynes, much to his thanks, grats again to all the wrong donatrices, bis drink battle dingy dwellings where, for like your true Venus and Esau, he was dove timid as the deers at Bottom, he shat in zoo, like the muddy gold blind who he was done, the chastity's bells conclaiming, "You and your gift of your gaft of your garbage about our farver, our gain grindando, hon, verg, now, putter, scam, shams, shames." And so it all ended. Arthur, Karma, Dharma, Moxa, ask Kavya for the K. And so everybody heard their plaint and all listened to their pause. The letter, the litter, and the suitor, the bitter, of eyebrow pencilled by lip stipple penned, borrowing a word and begging the question, and stealing tender and slipping like soap, from dark Rosaline a sigh and a weep, from Lesbia Lush the beam and a wry, from lone Cogan Barry his arrow of song, from Sean Kelly's anagram a blush of the name, from I am the Sullivan that trumpeting tramp, from suffering Dufferin the sit of her style, from Kathleen my Vernon her mebel fair efforts, from Fildepot Curran his Scotch love MacReacher, from him opus 2 Philadolphus the Wirio, the Lirio, from Samuel Lever of Damn You Well Lover, that jolly old Molly bit of that board saunter by, from Tin Finnegan's weak tribe's loss of strength to a soheel, from the wedding on the green, a girlie's the greatness of joy boys, from Pat Mullen, Tom Mallon, Dan Meldon, Don Maldon, a slipstick picnic maiden moat by Muldoons, the solid man saved by a sillied woman, cracker joking away like a hearse on fire, the elms that whimpers at the top told the stone that moans when stricken, wind broke it, wave bore it, reed wrote it, size ran with it, hand tore it, and while went war, hen treved it and plied pledged peace, it was folded with cunning, sealed with crime, upteed by a harlot, undone by a child, it was life, but was it fair, it was free, but was it art, the old hunks on the hill read it to perlection, it made ma'am make merry, and sissy so shy, and rub some shine off sham, and put some shame into Sean, yet Una and Eta spill famine with drought and Agrippa, the pro-pastor spells tribulations in his threen. Ah, fructa, fructa, Timotheanides, eno milo melamon. Fry is frau and swee is two and swo is fwee, and a mala woe is we, a pair of sicker panties with amica the lean eyes, one old obstacle lumpy pumpkin and three medlars on her slides, and that was how fram sin from sun, acety arose, fin fun, fun, a sitting arrow, now tell me then, what was it, ah, oh, so there you are now. There they were, when all was over again, the four with them setting around pin their judges' chambers in the muniment room of their marshalsea, under the suspicious of Lally, around their old traditional tables of the law, like so many solons to talk it of, over Raltis seam again. Well and truly dry, suffering law of the drink, a curtering to King's Evelyn's, so help her goat and kiss the book, festivities and high hijinks, and Gintion and her Betty Rosie Betty Doty, and not to forget now Aduno O'Darnell. The four of them, and thank court now, there were no more of them, so pass the push for port's sake. Be it soon, and ho, and do you remember Singabob, the bad father, the same, the great, how do you call him, and his old nickname, Dirty Daddy Pantaloons, in his monopolians behind the War of the Two Roses with Michael Victory, the Sheeman's priester, before he caught the paper, dispellation from the Pope called Minace and Minster York? Do I mind? I mind the gush off the mon like Ballybuck manure works on a trade Wednesday, and the O'Moyley Graces and the O'Briney Rosies chaffing him blushed face and playing him pranks. How do you do to do, North Mister? Get into my way. I drear some for a lasher, gone over the bays. When gin a body, med a body, yerra, why would he heed that old gasometer with his hooping coffin and his dying buskoff and all the birds of the south side after him, Minxie Cunningham, their dear divorced darling, Jimneys and Johnnies to be her Joe? Hold hard, there's three other corners to her isles, cork float. Should as well I can tell smell him. H2C3, that would make him a township's breadth away. Gobn, I knows him well too, as I do meself, heaving up the K-wall by the 32-11 with his lime-looking horse bags full of sema seed. The whites with kaffir and his same man's effluvium and his scent-painted voice, puffing out his thundering big brown cabbage. Twat, I'm glad a gull for his posdeen, fion, goberu, says he. Lanky shield, gabugia, says I. Oh, breezes, I sniffed that lad long before anyone. It was when I was in my far father out of the west and she and myself, the red-headed girl, first nighting down Sycamore Lane. Fine field play we had of it mid the kissabits frisking in the cool kirkle dusk of the lushiness. My perfume of the pampas, says she, meaning me, putting out her netherlights, and I'd sooner one precious sip at your pure mountain dew than enrich my acquaintance with that big brewer's belch.